And at the end of the 30 laps, it's Oscar Piastri who sees the checkered flag first and wins his first ever feature race in Formula 2.
Oscar Piastri then in the Prema car rounds the final last turn to take the checkered flag and the win of the F2 feature race in Sochi.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Yes, Oscar Piastri, write that name down. He's a 20-year-old from Melbourne. He won the Formula 3 championship last year. He currently leads Formula 2 by 36 points with just 2 weekends left in Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi. And the man himself joins us from Oxford in the UK. Oscar, welcome to Sports Day.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Oscar, for those people who don't know you but love their sport, can you tell us a little bit about your journey? You're such a young man, only 20, with the world at your feet, and we love supporting Melburnians wherever they go around the world. So tell us where it all started and how you ended up there.
Yep. So I actually started racing remote control cars when I was about 6 or 7 with my dad, and then we met somebody through that who had a go-kart, and then when I was about 10, I had a go in that, and then, started from there in karting, and then moved to Europe when I was 14, so the beginning of 2016, and I've been here ever since.
Oscar, we all think we're great drivers. We can parallel park anywhere. We can do hook turns here in Melbourne like nobody else's business. How do you get identified from being a kart driver? What are they looking for apart from just you, or is it just as simple as you can just go really fast?
I think going really fast is a big part of it. But you've got to, there's a lot of different factors in it. You've got to be able to race well against other people, and be able to overtake them efficiently and without crashing, obviously. Being quick is a big part of it. Usually that's the main thing that people are looking for, to progress.
I just want to ask you too, you've been absolutely dominant this season. You lead by 36 points with, a couple of races to go, but money and backing and the people behind you is just as important once you get to your level, because the Chinese driver, he's looking for an F1 spot as well, like you in the near future.
But he's second behind Oscar at the moment.
Yeah, he's second. But how important is the team behind you and all the financial support?
It's definitely an important factor in F1. It's not just the driving that's important, that's been the case since Formula 1 existed. So it's nothing. It's not a surprise or nothing new, it's obviously an important aspect, and I think that's where motorsports are a bit different to a lot of other sports. There's a pretty heavy business side involved, it's just another aspect I've got to deal with, and it's not something I can really change or control, it'd be nice if it was all down to the driving and the results, but unfortunately that's not always the case in motorsport.
So how do you manage that? Because, there's some big powerhouse countries with huge financial backing. Australia, we do love our motorsport, but we've got the V8 supercars. We've also got other competing sports that's getting a lot of financial backing. How do you manage that?
There's not really much I can do to manage that, to be honest. All I can really do is try and go as fast as I can, win as many races as I can, and try and earn my way through results. Where we've had enough financial backing to get to this stage in my career, first of all. So, I'm more fortunate than a lot of other drivers can say. This final step, with some of the money that's been reportedly flying around, there's just nothing I can do to compete with that. So, all I can do is try and prove myself on the track and be as professional as I can off it. And hopefully that gets me a seat sometime in the near future.
So where do you think you'll be next year, Oscar?
I don't completely no. Obviously, there's still one seat on the grid at Alfa Romeo, but I don't think my chances are great at that seat. There's been a few names flying around, and my name's been flying around a little bit more and in recent days and weeks, which has been nice. But I think the most realistic target is to try and be Alpine's reserve driver, because I'm in their academy at the moment. So we've got a very good link there, and they've been very supportive of my career for the last 2 years. So, I think that's the most realistic target. And unfortunately, that probably does mean a year on the sidelines. But, I think that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make if it leads to a race seat in F1 in 2023 with them.
And so what would a year on the sidelines look like for you day-to-day, Oscar? I assume just a lot of training and a lot of learning.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of, if I do get a reserve driver role, then basically I'm the backup driver. So particularly for all the flyaway races, all the international races where, it's not just a quick flight away, I'll be at all those races firstly in case one of the race drivers gets ill or gets injured or whatever.
Yep.
But I'll be attending most of the races anyway, to listen in to all the debriefs, watch the race weekends from the garage, and just trying to soak up as much as I can in preparation for if I get a seat in 2023. So whilst I won't actually be driving, I'll be, at the team base, probably most of the days in between race weekends on the simulator, helping them in that regard and training and trying to keep myself fit and then attending most of the race weekends, even if it's not in a driving capacity.
So, Jimmy, Oscar's only 20. Now, when you and I were 20, I was on my red P's, so I could only have one passenger in the car and, certain other aspects. I'm not sure how much the rules have changed. I'll ask you a really dumb question here, Oscar. Have you got your normal Victorian driver's license?
I don't have a Victorian driver's license. No, I've got one in the UK. So I've lived here for the last 4 or 5 years now. I did get my learner's permit in Victoria.
Okay.
But then I got my UK license that I think I can use that for up to 3 months a year in Australia. So I've kind of bypassed the P plate system, which has been very handy for the last few years.
Would you trust yourself, Oscar, the souped up V8 Commodore just rolling onto the Eastern Freeway and seeing the speed limit of 100?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sensible on the road, to be honest. I think my driving style on the track as well is pretty smooth and controlled. So I'd like to think I'm a pretty sensible driver off the track as well. So I think I'd be all right.
I'm trying to imagine you doing your L's and the driver trying to give you instructions and you're like, I can actually show you what this can do.
Yeah. Well, I had told the driving instructor in the UK that I was a racing driver, and there was a few roundabouts I came into probably a little bit faster than what he would have liked. He understood the assignment from the beginning.
Oscar, a lot of F1 drivers have passion for other sports, and a lot of them going fast as well. We've seen them on ski slopes, but we also see a lot of them take up triathlons and different things like that. They look for a physical test.
Adrenaline rush.
Yeah, yep. Somewhere else. Do you have another passion like that?
In terms of other sports that I'm involved in myself, not massively. I like to watch a lot of other sports, and to be honest, I haven't watched Aussie Rules for a little while. I watch it very occasionally, especially when Richmond's doing well, which is they've been doing well for the last few years. Unfortunately, this year wasn't quite as good. But besides that, not massively. I watch the Aussie cricket summer because I'm usually home for that, so I can usually watch that. But racing kind of just takes up so much time, and the season, especially this year's F2 season, it's so long that you really can't afford to sort of get injured doing anything too extreme, because the gaps are big between the races for us this year. But not really big enough to you know, if something goes wrong, it's not really big enough to recover. Yeah, I watch most of my other sports instead of play them.
Now, it's morning in the UK where you are. You're on your way, I think, to a seat fitting at Alpine. What does a seat fitting actually look like? What happens?
So basically, like every race car has a sort of generic seat in it, but it's not really, it doesn't really fit everyone.
Okay.
So they basically put in like this two-part foam, which heats up and then expands around you whilst you're sat sort of in the generic bucket, we call it. And then it expands around you and then sets hard. So then you've basically got a seat that's perfectly molded to you. Because yeah, otherwise it'd be rather uncomfortable to drive, you know, pulling 4 or 5 G's through corners and stuff. So, yeah, it's basically just making the seat, you know, personalized to you, setting the pedals where you want. That's pretty much what the job involves.
Okay, very interesting. Oscar, before we let you go, now, at their core, I would say that almost every race car driver is a rev head and a car lover. So you're on the track, but you're not in a Formula 3, 2 or 1 car. You're in a road car, but you've got a choice of any road car in the world to do your hot lap in. What is it?
This is a very big question for 7:30 in the morning, but I think probably a Ferrari, probably a LaFerrari or something. I know that probably won't go down too well with Alpine, but I'd probably choose a LaFerrari or, yeah, something along those lines.
We like it. And we know we've gotten you up early. We appreciate it. Oscar, we're so excited for your career so far and also your career in the future. We hope that when you make it in the big time in Formula One, just remember Sports Day and we'll come down for a bit of exclusive pit lane access when you're in Melbourne.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys.
Oscar Piastri there, Formula 2 championship leader. He's only 20. He has the world at his feet. How amazing that he was just able to take our call on the way to a seat fitting.
You imagine how nervous parents are watching their kids play football and cricket.
Oh, no, I can't.
Can you imagine your kid going around at 300 k's an hour?
No, I just couldn't even think about it. I couldn't even think about it.
How funny is when he's getting his L's? I come into the roundabout a little bit too quick for their liking.
Just tap on the brakes. Tap on the brakes. Great stuff. Hopefully we can hear a little bit more from Oscar. And if he doesn't get that seat alongside Valtteri Bottas at Alfa Romeo, I think it's okay for him to have a year learning behind the scenes.
He's 20.
Yeah. He's 20. Wow. Makes me feel old. Makes Jimmy feel even older. More Sports Day after this.